95.9 WATD, pause in clause time. We do it every week. Sponsored by our good friend Silver at the Clean Team. You know, even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net. That's thecleanteam.net. And once a month, we check in with our great friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist, capecodvetspecialist.com. And this month, we have Lorelei DeVolio with us. Lorelei, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
How are you doing today?
A little chilly this morning, but I'm doing okay.
Well,
how about you?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, this is tough here. Temperatures in the 30s here. Reptiles, they don't like that, let alone humans. But let's see here. We're going to talk about safe ways to transport exotic pets in cold weather. This is very appropriate, and I know you wanted to talk about it, Lorelei, this time of year. And here we are, these temps around the freezing mark. So, yeah, let's talk about that.
Well, I love this topic because I talk to a lot of clients, and one of the things people repeatedly tell me is, oh, no, I can't bring my pet in. Usually they're talking about reptiles and birds. I can't bring them in. It's too cold out. It's going to be too stressful, and we just can't do it. I need advice on the phone. And this is never the right answer because, you know, you could potentially be not getting proper medical care for your pet that we can only do here in the hospital with, board-certified veterinarians to see your exotic animal. And I think using the cold as a reason to not come in, I understand it, but the better answer is figuring out ways to safely transport these animals.
Okay. So it makes a lot of sense. You're right, I guess, to have that first instinct to say,
yeah,
you know, oh, it's too dangerous. But the danger may be in not coming in. That could be, it sounds like, in many cases. I mean, imagine if I don't know if we did say that, but yeah, you want to, you know, take your spouse or whatever. They say, well, it's snowing. I think I'll just stay home today and, deal with these chest pains at home and I'll go on a different day. I mean, you wouldn't do that as much as it would be upsetting, right? You wouldn't do that for your loved one. So, yeah, so that makes a lot of sense. So do we perceive? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just also wanted to add, like, this time of year is a time of year that we also start seeing a lot of problems with reptiles where in their enclosures or in their home environments, they start to slow down. Because of the drop in temperatures, even though people's homes are, you know, heated, things start to change for them and they start slowing down and going into brumation or like a pseudo hibernation state. That can be really dangerous for a reptile in captivity. So, you know, not only is it a hard time for people to think about bringing their pets in, but it's a really important time. So that's why this is a good topic.
Okay, so let's talk about safely transporting. Say we do want to make the decision we're going to go in, but we're concerned about, you know, am I going to severely injure make my pet so uncomfortable to get them, you know, from here to there. So how do we do it?
Well, so some of the ways that we talk about bringing particularly reptiles in is how to create a warm little environment for them to be transported safely. Now, I like the idea of using like a Tupperware box or some kind of a enclosed system that is not very large because the smaller the space, the more, you know, easy it is going to be to keep it warm. And putting something warm in there with the reptile, like maybe something as simple as filling a latex glove with hot water or filling a, you know, soda bottle with hot water to create like a little heat device. Put some nice towels and soft things in that enclosure and pop your reptile in. You'll almost have like a little easy bake oven there that your reptile is going to keep nice and warm. Now, obviously, in any situation like that, you want to make sure there's also a thermometer in there so we're not accidentally overheating the animal. But most reptiles will enjoy a nice, comfy, 100-degree transport bin to come to the vet in that can easily, like, sit in a car or on a bus or however you're going to get your pet to the vet. So that's one way to do it.
One way, okay.
Yeah.
And what would...
I also...
Yeah, go ahead. What would be another way?
So other things to think about would be pre-warming your car, making sure that, you know, it might be a little uncomfortable for you, but again, reptiles like it to be 80s, 90s, 100 degrees. So pre-warming the car so that it's ready, and then you just quickly get your reptile out to the car with you. I think, too, it's not just reptiles, it's birds. So a lot of people will say, how do I get a bird? It's in a cage. The best way to transport birds in general is getting them into some kind of a transport box or a small transport cage. We don't really recommend people bring the entire bird cage in with them. You know, oftentimes the cages are too big to fit in a car anyway. Mm. So there'll be some kind of transport device, and you can then wrap the entire transport device on the outside with towels or hand warmers and things that will keep the device warm from the outside. Now, this is important for birds because, remember, they're going to be chewing on things, and we don't want them biting into a latex glove filled with water. It'll just get wet and cold, or chewing on a hand warmer that might be toxic or dangerous for the bird. So those kind of transports are going to be on the outside of the enclosure so the bird can't chew on some of those heat devices.
Mm, okay. So mainly when we're talking about these issues, is it just specifically usually reptiles and birds? Are they the ones that are most susceptible to the colder weather?
Yeah. In fact, you know, many people may not realize that the small mammals that we talk about for exotic animals, rabbits, chinchillas, guinea pigs, they're actually native to cold climates. The chinchillas live up in the Andes, as do guinea pigs, and they like it cold. They thrive in cold weather, and they're, you know, mammals. So they're able to keep their body temperatures warmer by shivering and maintaining an internal core body temperature so that you don't really need to worry about transporting those animals. They like the cold, and they do much better in it. So you can transport them like normal. On the flip side of that, I would have a different conversation in the summer, how to transport your exotic small mammal to us safely, but we can table that till next summer for sure.
That's a good point. Yeah, to talk about the extreme, the other way when it's too warm.
Yeah.
And all right. So again, for tips, it sounds like the main point is again the dangers that we perceive. Yes, obviously we don't like to put our pet in discomfort, but again, just holding off that check or procedure because of cold weather. It sounds like you're saying that the risk could be more in not doing anything rather than taking the transport.
Yeah, and I mean, letting your reptile in particular get cold, but your bird as well, is really going to be putting them at risk for immune compromise. You know, it helps them if they're cold, especially for extended periods of time, they have a lot more trouble fighting off infections, whether it's bacterial or viral, and they're much more susceptible to getting sick. So whether they're cold in your apartment or during transport is not a great idea. So, you know, we really need to focus on keeping these guys at the appropriate temperatures for that species.
All right. Lorelei DeVolio with us from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist. Get in touch with them, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. And Lorelei and the great team, they join us once a month. We check in with Cape Cod Vet Specialists. They do a great job, and we enjoy having you on, Lorelei, and we appreciate this important topic.
Well, thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And that is our Paws and Claws segment on WATD, sponsored by the Clean Team.